Well, good afternoon. It's Friday, February 8th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's South Carolina headlines. Today marks 51 years since two college students and one high school student were gunned down by police at what was then South Carolina State College in 1968. It's known as the Orangeburg Massacre. Students led a protest against all-star bowling lanes because of their whites-only policy. Highway Patrol opened fire into the group of unarmed students, killing 19-year-old Henry Smith, 18-year-old Samuel Hammond, and 17-year-old Delano Middleton. Thursday, South Carolina State University students held a reenactment march from the campus to the location of the bowling alley. Israel Robinson is student NAACP president and one of the speakers during the reenactment march.
I'm challenging the student body on being aware of what student activism looks like in 2019 and what we can do to continue that legacy. It always has revolved around us. We've always been a post of Orangeburg, so I just want to challenge students to continue that post, to be revolutionary, to push the narrative not only for our people but for our university.
The All-Star Bowling Lanes closed in 2007. The building is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The CEO of Volvo says auto sales continued to grow in 2018, but warned the company's profits took a hit that year and could further diminish in 2019. The Charleston Post and Courier reports the Swedish automaker notched a 5.2% increase in total sales volume in 2018. At the same time, the company's profit margins declined from 6.7% to 5.6%. CEO Håkan Samuelsson said yesterday trade conflicts, Brexit, and market uncertainty will continue to hamper profit margins going forward. Volvo currently builds the redesigned S60 sedan at a plant in Ridgeville and plans to employ up to 4,000 people when a new SUV production line comes online in 2021. In other news, one school district appears to be getting hit by the flu especially hard this season. The Greenville News reports at least four schools in the Greenville County School District have reported high absence rates and a fifth canceled classes altogether because of the flu. The news comes as state health officials reported increased flu activity across all regions of South Carolina. Another lawsuit has been filed in the wake of a public housing fiasco in downtown Columbia. Local media reports the latest lawsuit is the first to name the Columbia Housing Authority Director Gilbert Walker and Commissioner Robert Gist as defendants. It's the fourth lawsuit filed in connection to the Allen Benedict Court. Last month, two men in separate apartments at the complex were found dead as a result of carbon monoxide poisoning. Fire officials examining the complex eventually ordered more than 400 residents to evacuate after discovering gas leaks in more than 60 units. And a 27-year-old man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for planting several real and fake bombs around his house in upstate South Carolina. Only one person suffered minor injuries from one of the bombs placed in Anderson County in the winter of 2018. Prosecutors say Wesley Dallas Ayers struck fear in the community in part by trying to make the bombs look like the work of Islamic terrorists. Ayers' lawyer says he is a troubled man with no terrorism links. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.